स्वागतम तुमकां सगळ्यांक आजच्या सुशेगाद दनपार प्रोग्रामा वयर. आमच्या सांगात आज आसा रिबेका आनी तुमकां खबर आसूंक पुरो ते आमचे प्रोग्राम करता ब्युटिफूल मायंड्स. रिबेका, हाव आर यू टुडे?
I'm doing great, thank you. It's good to be back after such a long time.
Long break, yes.
Yeah.
And I think you've been working on Saturday, so therefore you were not able to come to our program.
Yes.
For the live program.
Yes,
and
that's right.
Okay. And what have you got us for us today, our listeners?
So I think because we're coming into the Christmas season, I thought it would be good for us to talk about not only the good things about Christmas, but also the not so good things that come with it. So basically, it can be a stressful time of the year for a lot of people. And because we put Christmas with such a happy time, sometimes we can forget that it can also be a not so good time for a lot of people.
Right.
Yeah.
So, and what kind of pressures do the families have, because most of the time I see the families are quite happy, joyous,
yeah,
there's time of a holiday and things like that. But I think during the holidays, I have come to know that most people feel isolated because they don't have work.
Yes.
And they sit at home.
That's right.
And there's nobody for them for them, so that they can call or they can care
to be
about
around,
or be,
yes,
around.
Exactly.
That kind of, so what do you think is the problem there, or not so good thing, what you said in the beginning?
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
not
yeah.
a problem, or it could be a problem, but
something that we can work on support.
Yeah. So how do we do that, or what are the ways one can help people, or they can help themselves?
Right. So what I'd like to start with is basically, so a lot of us are lucky, you know, we're surrounded by our family members during Christmas. We have our mom, our dad, our siblings, our friends.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't actually have that. So if you've moved out of the country and you're living away from your family, that can be a really sad time during Christmas.
Right.
You know, you don't really know that many people, or you don't feel comfortable to go spend the actual Christmas day with them.
Right.
So basically, for that kind of stuff, you know, find ways to keep yourself occupied on Christmas Day, like go Christmas caroling at the old age home, or go to the Salvation Army and help distribute food to people who are less.
So obviously do volunteering.
Yeah, do
and
volunteering.
So you've got people around you, talk
yes.
to them. You don't feel isolated. You don't feel that you're left out.
Yeah, exactly.
And actually you are sharing the joy with others.
Exactly. So you might not feel it, but you're giving it to the people around you, and that's such a great thing. That's what Christmas is about. It's about bringing people together, giving good to our community.
Right.
You know, and we do that within our families, but if you don't have that, there are other ways to still celebrate Christmas and find that meaning.
And that's one of the way out, basically, to be out there, help people, volunteer.
Yes.
So you don't feel left out as such, and you are in the fun.
Yeah.
And also you get the joy of giving.
Yes,
okay.
Exactly.
Fantastic. But there are times when people are surrounded with people, but then they don't have the finances to like give gifts and be happy.
Yeah.
So what happens in those cases?
I feel like in those cases, there are so many other ways to give gifts to people that doesn't involve money, you know, like go spend time with them, go plan something, like, or, you know, like make a photo frame of memories together, make a book of memories together, or go to the beach. You know, things that don't necessarily have to involve monetary value.
So you're saying that keep yourself busy. That's
Yeah, pretty much. And just find there are so many other ways to give to people without involving money.
Okay.
Yeah.
So one can be creative.
Yes.
That's what you're saying.
Yes, pretty much.
And find ways and means which will involve your time and your effort, but not the money.
Exactly, because that's still as meaningful.
And that would be more meaningful, I would say, basically, rather than the money.
I would say.
Yes. So one has to get that creative and see, okay, here's, I don't have the money. I have got probably $1 or $2, but how can I properly make use of this to the maximum benefit, get things and give it to the people whom I love or whom I want to be with.
Who you want to give this Christmas. I'd say, I guess the main point is that you don't have to give someone money for you to show that you appreciate them this Christmas season.
Right. So the finance part can be overcome. The isolation part can be overcome.
Yeah.
And basically, this is, in both the cases, I got a sense of feeling that one has to get involved. One has to be there, out there, to do things for people without involving money and without getting isolated.
Exactly.
Right? So that's what Christmas is all about.
Yeah.
Giving and giving and giving. Probably you'll get something, but giving and giving is more important in a Christmas, in a festive season, than just expecting people to give you, or expecting people to entertain you.
Yeah.
You go out and entertain people.
Yeah.
That's the message you want to give in these.
Go the extra mile this Christmas for everyone around you.
Yes, and with that, let's hear a song.
Tu sopna de pae. Tu mona che
Everyone, and welcome back to Susegat Danpar. You're here with me, Rebecca and Baptist. So we're just going to get back into our topic of Christmas this year and how things can sometimes be not so bright and joyous for us all.
What is happening, Rebecca, is that, okay, we talked about isolation, we talked about financial difficulty, but there are certain things which happened during the year or just before Christmas, arrival of Christmas. For example, somebody has passed away in the family. And because of that, they are feeling down. Or probably a person has not got a job. They are feeling down.
Yeah.
There are various reasons why a person can feel down. And how do these people tackle this during this Christmas season?
I feel like talking about any form of grief, it's a really difficult experience to go through and heal through. For Christmas, I'd say it's always better to surround yourself with as many people as you can, and that can be family, friends, co-workers, you know, anyone you can, you find that type of comfort with.
Right.
I mean, some people feel like they shouldn't celebrate Christmas because they just lost a loved one. And how can you celebrate when someone you loved so much just passed away and has left you behind? But I think what we should do is think about, what would that person want me to do in this situation? Would they want me to sit and feel sad and feel alone and not go out and celebrate? And if you feel like the answer is no, you should really go out and, you know, celebrate. It doesn't have to be something spectacular, but even going and keeping yourself happy, eating some good food, looking after yourself, because no one wants to be sad during a time of Christmas when you see everyone else around you be so happy.
Right.
Yeah.
I understand that. Now, for example, we talked about isolation and we talked about somebody leaving one's country and coming here. They don't have friends, they don't have family. How would you recommend that they go about it? Of course, we talked about they're going out and doing voluntary work and things like that. But for example, if this person also lost their loved ones, what happens?
I guess what I would say is, you know, I mean, if you're religious, it's always really nice to go to church, because at church we have youth groups.
Yep.
We have connections that we can build. I guess with church, that's a really good way, because someone will see you alone, and they no one wants you to be alone. So they will invite you over and they will extend a hand. And it's really good to take that hand, because you just can't sit there alone.
Because you need it at that time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's just a good gesture. You know, like I said, it's coming back to how Christmas is the time of year of giving. And if someone is giving to you, appreciate it, you know, acknowledge that, wow, I do appreciate that you've gone this extra mile for me. Right. I do appreciate that you want me to come and celebrate in this joyous occasion with your family and your friends.
You did say church, but I would say any group or any community gathering.
Any community,
Get into that. Get into that. Probably you may not be a religious person like me or you, but I'm not one. But I'm just saying, if you're not, then you need to get into some groups.
Yes.
Somewhere where you can identify yourself.
Yeah.
Somewhere you can feel comfortable.
Build connections.
Somewhere you can be happy.
Yes.
And that's you should get connections with people who make you happy, basically.
Yes.
So that's where you're coming from, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Basically.
So not necessarily the church, but it could be any kind.
Anything that you feel comfortable identifying with, any group that you feel will make you feel comfortable, or where you say, yes, this is where I will fit in, or this is where I will feel like I will have a good time this Christmas.
Yep. So that's great. That's great. And any other way of doing things? Basically, get into a hobby, get into something like that?
Yeah, I guess because we're talking about such a specific time of year, it would really be people who you feel closest to, just be around them.
Right.
I guess we can still carry that in life in general, like get into hobbies.
Yeah.
That's where you meet your friends,
right.
Or like get into, I don't know, I guess for me, I just was in the Konkani drama.
Right, yes.
And that's a great way.
I remember that.
Yeah, so that was a great way for us to build a connection. So I made great friends with Stallone and Kevin, and we still spend time together even though we're not acting anymore. So that was a great way for me to build connections with people in my community, because we came together with something common.
Right.
So, you know.
So, yeah, that's, I mean, probably if you're not having hobbies, probably that is the time to pick it up.
Yeah.
I don't know.
All that, yeah.
So that's
exactly
the time to pick it up and run with it, basically.
Yeah.
And that would be a starting point for you to be more active.
Yes.
And not be isolated.
Yeah. Basically, push yourself out of your comfort zone this season so that you can make yourself feel better.
Correct. So that, because if you're isolated, you have various kinds
of
thoughts.
It's just going to go downhill, I'd say.
Exactly.
And then
so
feel
get
like,
out, get out, get out. Mm. That's the message. Get out there.
Yeah.
And be happy.
Yes.
Okay. With that note, let us hear a song.
Yes.
Mug muzo, osos, mugak ulo. 속 소나의 가스퍼라 두마가 솜사 신들 어소갈 돌로 돌연 무자 목무소 어소스모가 우롱 속 소나의 가스퍼라 두마가 솜사 신들 어소갈 돌로 돌연 무자
Welcome back to Shishakar Dhanpar. You're listening to Shishakar Dhanpar on 104.6 Planet FM. We have got Rebecca with us, who has been giving us so lovely tips about how not to be down during Christmas, how to come out of your shell and make friends, go out there, be out and about and be happy, make other people happy. But Rebecca, there are ways and means of people getting happy, going out there, that's fine. But we have been talking that these are the people who probably don't have family. But there are people who are having families, but then there is a lot of tension within the family.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of siblings fight with each other. The mom is not talking to the dad, or dad is not talking to the sister or brother. And during Christmas time, I think this is the best time for them to patch up and get on with the festivities, basically.
Yes.
And there are also times when there is a separation in the family, or there's a divorce.
Yeah.
So people don't want to talk about it, and they want to withdraw from the main area where the festivities are happening, or they want to be isolated. They want to keep to themselves. How do you think one should approach on these lines?
I guess that's a really tough one, because, you know, family issues are so real. They're not something you can just fix overnight. What I feel is, again, just for the season, if you could put it aside, and again, it seems like it's not very realistic, but
it is easier said than done.
Yeah, I feel like easier
said. That's what
you're saying. Yeah, and I don't want to sit here and say, oh, you know, just put it aside. But really, I guess, again, if you come down to what the crux of Christmas is about, it's about being with your family. It's about making amends. It's about, again, New Year coming, starting fresh. So I guess if you, like, sit back and evaluate all the things that have happened during the year that have, for example, caused this stress, you know, what is it really that, is it really that important for you to carry all that anger to the next year? If it's not, you know, sit and talk about it. And again, easier said than done.
So what you're saying is that whatever has been done during the year, this is a time to make the amendment.
Yes.
And this is an God-given opportunity, or whatever you call it, for you to come back and say, hey, I'm sorry, or whatever. Yeah. So that the amendments can be done.
Yeah. Oh, let's work on our relationship.
Exactly. So that's where I think if one person gives in, the other person automatically comes out.
Yeah.
So that's the starting point.
Exactly.
Somebody has to give in.
Yeah, and food brings everyone together.
Together. So, yes, I agree with you. So what are your, if I call it, suggestions, what people should do in such circumstances? Suggestion in the sense, I understand they should make the first attempt. That is one of the things. And how they go about it.
Yeah.
Basically.
So I guess you know your family member the best. You know what annoys them. You know how to make them feel better. You know how to make things, you know, make, like, reduce the tension, because you've grown up with them. So, you know, use the approach that you feel that in which they will hear you out, in which they will kind of see eye to eye with you. And even if you feel they don't, it's at least it's a good point to be like, hey, you know, I did this wrong, or hey, you did this that upset me, but I understand where you're coming from. Because all of our lives are stressful. Like,
we all have shortcomings.
Exactly. No and doubt. And to meet halfway is such a good place to start. And it's not only to be fixed on Christmas or happen overnight. It's like a good place to start and then, you know, continue on.
Yeah. As I said, there is an opportunity there.
Yeah.
Because you may not get another opportunity where all the family members meet, and where it's a common ground for people to have that reconciliation.
Yeah,
we'll
come
to call
together.
It,
yeah.
To come together. And that's a happy moment. And in a happy moment, people trying to forgive.
Yes, exactly.
When you're sad, you don't. Because you tend to have that barrier, if you want to call it.
Yeah.
But since you're happy, your barriers are all thrown open.
Yes.
You're there. You want to be in the moment. And you are, I could say, accepting everybody's views and ideas and suggestions.
Yeah.
Right?
Definitely. I'd say there's no better time.
No better time. That is a time, basically.
Yeah.
With that, we'll have another song?
Yes. Welcome back to Susegat Danpar. You're here with me, Rebecca, and a Baptist, and we are going to continue talking about Christmas.
Christmas and stressful time during Christmas.
Pretty much, yeah.
And there should not be any stress, actually, because it's a happy moment.
Yeah.
And that's what we are talking about, why you should not be stressful, how you can take the stress away from
what the season.
What do you think is the stress? And how? What are the ways and means of the various topics we discussed?
Yes.
One thing which comes to my mind, Rebecca, is the step-parents or step-brothers. And there's a lot of fight going on. Mm. Or who is better off than the other? That, those kind of things.
Where should everyone spend the Christmas? Yeah. Whose house it should be at?
Yes, those are the kind of things which come to my mind.
Mm.
And how do you think this can be tackled, or how one can overcome this?
That's another really difficult one. I guess what I feel like would be right in the situation is really everyone coming together and discussing what is best for this time. So maybe Christmas dinner at one house and like Christmas lunch at the other, or, you know, spending the days leading up to Christmas together separately. Or I guess it could be a little more complicated than that. I don't know. But I guess, you know, like try not to take things too personally, and come for the bigger cause. So you want to spend time with your kids, but the other parent also wants to spend time with the kids.
Right.
And I guess put the kids first, or put whoever is important to you first, and kind of just take it as it comes.
I would say put the season, festive season first. And because everybody is akin to that festive season, everybody will work towards that, I think.
Yeah.
And as you rightly said, it's a time where people can reconcile. So there is also an opportunity there for reconciliation if there is anything gone wrong before.
Yeah.
And then coming together, as you said, everybody wants to enjoy. And it's in human nature to enjoy.
Yes.
But because you go opposite side and you start becoming sad,
you
tend to go towards the happiness side.
Yeah.
And therefore, reconciliation would be one of the aspects which we talked earlier. But in the step case, we are trying to understand where we are going to enjoy.
Yeah. How are we going to fit it into this situation?
And as you rightly said, this Christmas season is not a day. It's a timeline.
Yeah.
It's 7 days. It's 10 days or whatever time frame you have got.
Yeah.
Right from the start of the holidays till the end of the holidays.
Well, like putting the tree up and then up to there.
Absolutely. And then you have got so many days. You don't need to be in one house at one place at one time. As you said, lunch in one place, dinner in another place.
Yeah.
Second day, probably outing on the beach somewhere else. And those kind of things could actually bring the family together.
Exactly. Like you create the importance for yourself. Don't put the importance on one specific time.
Exactly. And not on a person too. It should be a collective decision. It should be collectively thought.
Yeah.
We're all here to be happy and make others happy. That's the message we are going to give.
Yeah.
And that's a message we want people to understand, that this is a happy period of time.
Yes.
Don't convert it into sad.
Yeah. Don't bring reasons to put pressure or put stress and anger onto something that really shouldn't be
the case.
And
in fact, if it is there, then take it out.
Yeah.
Definitely
talk about it. Like I said, our whole Beautiful Minds series is about raising awareness for things that don't make you happy, so that you talk to the people around you about it and it's not as much of a big deal as it seems to you.
Right. Now, all this is fair and square, but are there any agencies that help? Are there any people who can help these kind of isolation or financial stress to talk about and get them out of that? Is there anywhere people can go or listeners can go if they are in a situation like this?
So, like we've talked about a couple of things, I guess join multiple various groups that you feel that will make you feel comfortable. There is also Youth Line. Let me just bring up the number.
0800 Rebecca.
I'm more than happy to support anyone if they need any support. You can find me at Christ the King or, on Facebook. I'm reachable for anybody that really needs to talk.
Right.
But if you're looking for something a little more professional, you could go to Youth Line.
Yep.
Their number is 0800-376-633.
Yep.
And there's also multiple helplines like depression.org and Healthline. There is also Anxiety New Zealand. These are a few places to start if you really want to talk to somebody, and they have a lot of professionals sitting on the phone lines. Another good place to start is your GP.
Yep.
He will give you referrals to see a counselor, and you get 6 free sessions.
Right.
And then if you want to go on, obviously you can discuss that with the person you're seeing. Again, if you're worried about confidentiality with your GP, you can always ask for it to be confidential or see another GP that is not closely tied to your family, because a lot of us have been seeing our GP for years
together. Yeah, and the whole family goes there. So
So
you're stuck to the GP because
you're so used to the GP.
It's difficult to change over and things like that. So that's fine.
Yeah.
So there are ways and means of getting out there.
Definitely.
And also for the listeners, one can just type on Facebook Sushaga Dhanpar and send in your query, and we will be able to help you out.
Definitely.
We have also got an email address where you can send, and we will give you the information where you can go to. It's Good Guys, GOODGUYZE@gmail.com. So you can send an email to us and we can guide you as to how and where to find help.
Exactly.
And we have got experts like Rebecca, who is and a lot of her colleagues who can help us out. I mean, we can jointly see that you are not in that sad mood.
Yes.
You are always happy, enjoying, and especially this Christmas season, we want to give that message to you.
Yes.
With that, can we hear a song?
Yes.
Semoga tuh kayak sejati.
To Sushega Dhanpar. You have been listening to Sushega Dhanpar on 104.6 Planet FM. We've got Rebecca with us talking about beautiful minds, talking about the season, talking about how not to be stressful during the season and how to be happy and make others happy. So Rebecca, what message and how do you want to sum this up basically? Helping our listeners to go through the whole processes of being happy.
That's right.
During the Christmas season.
So I guess from what we've talked about, I see a lot of common themes coming up, and that is putting the season first.
Yep.
The other one is if you're not feeling if you're not feeling good, to go out and give to people, so, and in return you feel great about yourself, again, because the season has taught us to do so.
Yep.
And another thing I would say is, I guess, just keep in mind that not everybody is going through, everybody is struggling or going through something. And if you keep that in mind when you deal with them this season, I feel like it'll make things a lot better for everyone. So just treat them with that extra love or that extra kindness or that extra, hey, how are you feeling? And I feel like that would make the biggest of changes. And just remember that there are a lot of point of contacts if you feel like you need to talk to somebody to help you figure out what's going on. Christmas is a time for family and joy and coming together. And as long as we keep that in mind when we make our decisions this season, I feel like it should go well for everyone.
Okay, and this is a time also to make amendments.
Amendments, that's right, yes.
Mend your fences, basically, right?
Exactly.
And go out there to your family. Reach out because they are your family anyway.
Exactly.
And being good to them. Charity begins at home.
Exactly.
That's what we talk about, right?
And taking the first step doesn't make you a smaller person.
No.
Definitely makes you the bigger person.
A larger person, yes.
Mm.
You are right.
Yeah.
And with that, should we say goodbye,
yes.
Adios to our listeners. Thank you, listeners, for listening to us. And thank you, Rebecca, for giving us such nice tips. Our listeners, I'm definitely sure, would take advantage of all that and bear in mind during the Christmas season.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Dip, 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 dip